Nolte, phony Australia freakout proves Ukraine hoax is running out of steam. By John Nolte on October 1, 2019. The artificial media freakout over President Trump asking Australia to look into the roots of the Russia collusion hoax tells me the Ukraine hoax is already running out of steam. Someone once told me about a 19th-century magician who could make an elephant appear from nowhere. After announcing his intent to conjure the mighty beast, the showmanship would begin, fireworks, dancing girls. And while everyone was watching the dancing girls and fireworks, the magician would simply walk the elephant on stage. Australia is just one small part of the dancing girls and fireworks being used to distract us from the fact that a basis for impeachment does not exist. Let's start with this. All the way back in May, long before the word whistleblower became the new Russia, Trump told the media, and by extension all of us, that he would have Attorney General Bill Barr look into the birth of the Russia collusion hoax by working with three foreign countries, Ukraine, the United Kingdom, and, wait for it, Australia. Trump said this out loud to the media back in May. And no one said diddly because it is perfectly appropriate for the president and his attorney general to do this. In fact, as you read these very words, there is an ongoing Justice Department investigation looking at the origins of the Russia collusion hoax. This investigation was announced. We know who the players are. Reports are expected soon, which is why the Ukraine hoax is also dancing girls and fireworks. A way to keep voters distracted from upcoming Inspector General reports that are expected to be very damaging, especially for the unholy trio of Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. What's more, I would not be surprised if this whole thing starts to creep into the Obama White House and upper echelons of the establishment media. Anyway, back to Australia. How do you turn Australia into dancing girls and fireworks? Easy, you repackage old news into a bombshell. Which is exactly what the far-left New York Times and the rest of the lapdog media have done. Trump pressed Australian leader to help Barr investigate Mueller inquiry's origins. The Times headline blared, "I don't link fake news," as though this was not five-month-old information that Trump himself had already announced in front of the whole wide world. What's more, the whole idea Trump pressured Australia is also fake news, as this letter from the Australian government to Bill Barr proves. A letter written back in ahem May. So what does the media's desperate act tell us? And make no mistake, when you have the New York Times trying to recycle a five-month-old snoozer into a bombshell, that is an act of extreme desperation. Well, what it tells me is that the Ukraine hoax is already running out of steam. America has probably already seen the best the Democrats and their phony whistleblower have got. The transcript of Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president, which is a big nothing. This phony whistleblower told us Trump would be caught red-handed extorting a foreign country to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. What we got instead was Trump asking Ukraine to look into a Biden scandal that actually is a big something. Trump did nothing wrong, but in what was obviously a meticulously orchestrated conspiracy involving the deep state, the corporate media, and Democrats, the goal with the whistleblower was to create enough dancing girls and fireworks to shock and awe the public into backing Trump's impeachment. And even that is not working. When Quinnipiac, one of the most biased and left-wing pollsters out there, can only shake and bake its findings to 47% support for impeachment, that is a big, big fail. It is especially a big, big fail if the Ukraine transcript is all you got. And it seems safe to assume that's all they got when old news about Australia is being turned into fireworks and dancing girls. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.